XXFM.
Peace and love.
The key word is community.
Community.
Bringing people together in peace and unity.
It's Access Houston.
Yeah, you feel the light shining, baby.
97.9 The Box.
Good morning. It's 97.9 The Box. Your girl JJ here, along with life coach Wendy J. Turner. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. I have to say, I might have to be a little bit transparent during this discussion today. I'm really excited. Wendy and I have, I don't even want to say an event because it's more like a gathering that's coming up on this Thursday at Duo. And I really want to get the ladies to come out and guys to come out and participate in this event. So here's the deal. I've been working on this book. I finally have finished my part of this book. And the book deals with me being in an abusive relationship. So it wasn't that far, that long ago that I dated this guy. And he was what I like to refer to as the best thing that's ever happened to me and the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
All at the same time.
Volumes.
Whew.
Speaks it.
Because the things that he did great were like unbelievable. The things that he that suckered me in were just amazing.
Right.
He cooked for me, you know. He just flowers and exposed me to just different things in life. Like, you know, we talked politics. I've never talked politics with a guy, you know.
Right.
He just opened my mind up to so many different things. And but then there was the bad side.
Sure.
And the bad was bad. I mean bad.
Right.
You know, can't tell you everything. We'd be here all day. But I can say, like, you know, when it comes to, like, my self-esteem, you know, this is a person who told me, you should be lucky to be with me because, you know, you did not graduate from college and you've been married and you have a child. You should be happy to be with a person like me. And I believed him. You know, I remember another time, like, I forgot my laptop charger. Actually, it happened a couple of times where I forgot my laptop charger and I was at his house and, like, just listening to him call me stupid and, you know, how could you be so forgetful? What's wrong with you? Over just small things like me forgetting a laptop charger, you know, I'm like, what's the big deal? But because of my self-esteem, I accepted a lot of things that I shouldn't have accepted.
And out of this came a relationship that you would call emotionally abusive.
Exactly.
Emotionally corruptive.
Oh, yeah.
Toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Diseased.
Yes.
And
yes.
From that, you've come up with something very special.
Oh, yes.
What's the title of that special?
Well, my book is called Without Bruises. And so the book deals with, you know, having that understanding that you can be in an abusive relationship.
Yes.
Without that person even putting their hands on you. Or in some cases, it starts off where they haven't put their hands on you.
Yet.
And yet.
Correct.
And but sometimes we just don't recognize that this is abuse that's going on. The control, the manipulation, you know, the cheating, the, you know, there's so many different elements.
You know, as I sit here and we've dialogued about this, and I'm just honored to be a part of the project with you.
Because
as I sit here and listen, I'm right now just praying that the right person at the right time is hearing what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Because so many people think it looks a certain way.
Yeah.
Or it sounds a certain way, or surely I'm alone, because it is an emotional immediate capacity to feel as though you are by yourself.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen as well, because I don't want to isolate one gender from another, both sides of the human condition experience abuse. Now, what's interesting is that statistics talk about this, and just one interesting fact that the Huffington Post has recently stated is that one in four women report intimate abuse.
Hmm.
One in seven men report intimate abuse. And
wow.
I would be willing to say that that number of men would greatly increase if they would step up and be comfortable and feel as though the platform was allowing them the ability to state that.
Right.
But what's interesting is that when we look at how abuse even evolves, you said this guy was great. I mean, his, you know, he was bread and butter with the grits and sugar
on the
side, and he knew how to woo you.
Yeah.
And that is a typical example of what an abuser, women or men, will bring to the plate. Now, we say it starts with the with the person who is doing the abusing, the abuser.
Right.
Or, you know, the person who is, you know, the defendant. If yes. they get to court. But at the end of the day, I have to be honest once yet again and say it starts with who they choose and why they choose the person they choose.
Yeah.
They're sensing something about that person, whether it be a low self-esteem, low self-concept, or lack of thereof. If your identity is not intact, they know that they can then hone in on that, almost like, you know, a bird. What is it? The bird that goes out and goes out and eats a crow, you know.
Yeah.
They go out and prey upon those that are weak is the point.
Yeah.
And so when we look at that and we graduate the situation, it starts off with wooing and sweet and it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And then they get into the isolation phase. So the green phase is the fun stage. It's the dating. It's the things that look amazing. And then the words begin. And that's the verbal manipulation, which you've already described, JJ. You started to see that verbal manipulation. And that nothing else could be done with apart from him or her. And from there, it then becomes the isolation phase. And that is, I don't want you to go anywhere else but with me. They keep you away from family and friends.
Controlling.
They're controlling you, of course. Your every move. Call me when you get to work. Call me. And it starts off really sweet. And at first, it feels like love. This person really just loves me. This person really cares for me. But they're setting you up to receive whatever else is left. And from that phase, and I call these green and yellow, and right now we're talking yellow, but the ultimate phase, which we want people, listeners, right now to be really aware of, is the red phase, because from then it goes to black. And red is the actual violence.
Yeah.
The not only the words, but then, of course, that sociopathic behavior starts, which is the manipulation, which is the guiltless rage that comes, and maybe they don't apologize, or they'll apologize, and that cycle starts.
Yeah.
But from there, the bruises really do come. And from there, ultimately, many times death, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So there are levels here. And it's literally classic across the board.
And it's so sad because I just feel like, you know, there are so many women who are in these relationships right now. And we're, you know, like we talked about in our last webisode, what do you tolerate? Mm. You know, we're tolerating these things because we haven't identified these things as being abuse. They just seem like, you know, this is what we've seen when we were growing up in our household. So this is all I know.
Right.
And so this seems right to me.
Right.
Him talking to me this way, him putting his hands on me, you know, you just feel like this is normal, like this is regular.
And I've seen it when I've worked with students that are at risk. They've told me, my man, and they're speaking of boyfriends. I'm speaking of 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. My man loves me. He shows me he loves me. We had a good fight Saturday. And here it is Monday, and you're going, whoa, roll back the tape.
Yeah.
What do you mean? And for them, it's because mama and dad have experienced that. You know, I remember when I was about 19 years old, I was in a relationship and I thought it was love, JJ. My boyfriend told me, if you leave me, I will kill you. I can't live without you. I'll kill you and then kill myself. And at that point in my life, I thought that was the ultimate sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
How twisted is that?
Yeah.
Only to realize, had I stayed in that situation and allowed the root of that to sink into me, I could very well not be here.
Oh, yeah. So during this session on Thursday, we're going to talk to the gathering. I don't want to say audience because I want people to understand.
Family participants.
Yes, because it's an intimate discussion. We're going to talk about identifying that type of relationship. Wendy's going to break down to, you know, the steps to get out of that type of relationship and then how to heal. And right now, I can honestly say, and it's taken me probably about 3 years and still going to really heal from that relationship, you know, to be able to say that I understand who I am. I love the crap out of me. I know my value. I know my worth.
Yes.
I know that I deserve better.
Right.
And women need to know how to get to that point, so that they don't fall into that trap again.
And the name of the forum is Without Bruises, and it's Help, Hope, Heal. Right?
Yes.
And we're doing not one, not two, not three, but four. Once a month, we'll be doing this until January, where we're getting, listen, the exciting part that JJ's so sweet about leaving out almost is that this book is written for the people by the people.
Yes.
So your stories, if you allow them, will be submitted into this particular book so that we can share the different faces of what emotional abuse really does look like. So we really would love to hear from you. And JJ is going to give you that website shortly. But here's what's interesting. We're going to be meeting in an intimate setting. It's non-judgmental and it's safe. Can
yes.
you say safe?
Safe.
It's going to be safe. And we're yes. going to just sit together and talk it out. It's nothing to be, you know, concerned about other than saying, hey, I'm in the right place at the right time to be around people like me
yeah.
wanting to be empowered and leaving differently than how I came in.
Yeah. And you know how I feel like this is a blessing and that it was meant to happen because it coincidentally is Domestic Violence Month.
Yes.
And it wasn't like we actually planned to do this during this time, but it kind of lets you know that maybe this is lined up the right way. If you would like to participate and share your story and get more information on the gathering, then you can go to withoutbruisesbook@gmail.com to submit your story and receive the information. But we would love to have everyone out there. It's going to be phenomenal. I feel like just talking to Wendy on a daily basis, okay, on a regular day, I always leave with something. She inspires me just on a regular day. So I can't wait to, you know, have some great women and men there to be able to witness Wendy and her magic. Because everybody needs a Wendy.
Oh, you know what? Everyone needs a Wendy. I love it. Those shirts, they're funny to watch, to see people wearing them. But what we need is a healing.
Yes.
What we need is to see you. And I wouldn't mind. I welcome all people to come. Your age doesn't matter. What matters is your heart being open to receive, to learn, and to be willing to heal.
Yeah.
And we can't promise that the first night, but we can start the wheels a turning.
Yes.
And when you look at a woman such as Jillian or JJ, as we know her on the radio, you will see this beautiful woman who, yes, has also been the victim of something that stripped her of her very essence at one time. But oh, what a beautiful thing promise on the other side brings.
Ooh.
When you have that empowered spirit, when you can look at her and say, you know what, she's made it, so can I. I've made it, ladies and gentlemen. I
yes.
have too. Wendy has made it, and so can you. And we look forward to seeing you either October, November, December, or January.
Yes.
But we look forward to seeing you either way. We're so excited.
Yes.
What a blessing.
We are excited. Yes, such a blessing. Okay, once again, withoutbruisesbook@gmail.com. You can submit your story. Get all the information on the upcoming gatherings, and I think you're going to definitely enjoy yourself. So, all right, Wendy, you ready? I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. You can check out our videos with Wendy at theboxhouston.com.